Wednesdays ago during an 8 o'clock mass right here in this church, I experienced a crisis in my faith. All of a sudden, I was overwhelmed with a sense of anxiety and a sense of doubt. And I wondered what the source of that could have been. Perhaps it was the day before, when I had spent the entire day with a very dear friend of mine and his mother. His father had suffered a massive stroke the night before and was pronounced brain dead. And yet, they kept his father on life support and continued to medicate him because they wanted to maintain his body until they could find a recipient because he was an organ donor. Watching my friend and his mother having to look upon their loved one who appeared alive but was dead, and having to sign papers giving people permission to cut into his body, which looked alive, to take his liver so that someone else could live, was an incredibly painful and helpless experience for me. I didn't know what to say to them. I didn't know how they could possibly feel. I wasn't sure how I felt. There was a sense of relief because I knew that he wasn't in pain anymore, but it was very confusing because he looked so alive. The anxiety and the fear and the doubt that I was experiencing in my faith, I think, kind of came from a lot of that confusion, a lot of that not knowing what the future holds, not knowing what exactly happened to him to put him in this state in the first place. But a source of healing for that crisis in faith, I think, comes from today's gospel. When Jesus gives us this new commandment to love one another as he loved us. I prayed about that, and I think one of the unique things about what made Jesus such a tremendous lover of others is how well he stayed true to the present moment. Jesus was always capable of living in the moment, and that's what made him such an effective lover. I didn't realize it until afterwards, when my friend and his mother both came to me and thanked me for being there with them. I didn't say anything profound. I didn't do anything wonderful. But I was present with them. And that meant so much to them, even I didn't realize it. Even so much so that the next day I was wondering, why would God do something like this? In today's gospel, it begins when Judas had left them. Immediately before this line, Jesus sends Judas off after the Last Supper. He says to Judas, "Judas, go and do what you have to do." Then he gives the command to love as he loved. Jesus knew full well what Judas had to do. Jesus knew full well what was coming to him, the cruelty of his crucifixion. And yet, he stayed in the moment, being present to the disciples with him, even being present to Judas, whom he included in the Last Supper. Later, Jesus would go to the Garden of Gethsemane and pray that the cup be spared him. But he follows by saying, "Not my will, Lord, but your will be done." Doing God's will is all about living in the present moment. Today's Mother's Day, and I'm sure that all of you mothers out there have had an experience where you felt sad, or extraordinarily happy, or afraid, or confused, or anxious about your children. Perhaps it was something that you were looking back to in the past. Perhaps it's something you're looking forward to in the future. But I think the words of the gospel really teach us, not just as mothers, but as parents, as children, as friends, as lovers, as spouses, the most important thing that we can do for one another is to exist in the moment for one another. No matter what that means, even when the moment is incredibly painful, even when the moment is so confusing you don't know what to do or to say. But being present in that moment to others has much more meaning. It really is being Christ-like. A dear friend of mine mentioned to me this week that she felt like she was not a courageous person. And when she told me that, I was thinking to myself, well, that's not my experience of her. I think she's an incredibly courageous person. And I thought about at the end of the first reading, when it talks about God opening a door of faith. In my experience of faith, I know that that door is open, but I don't always know what's on the other side. Courage is what it takes to step through that door of faith, to step through that door in faith, knowing that God will be present to us, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. St. Francis de Sales, one of my favorite saints, had a saying that went like this. He said, "Live today well." And he encouraged people and really kind of challenged people to be excellent in everything that they do. So that whether or not you were a priest, a monk, a nun, an accountant, a trash collector, a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief, each one of us has the opportunity to be excellent at what we do. And being excellent at what we do really comes from being present to who we are. We are human beings, but more importantly, we are humans being. And God invokes us and calls us to live in His image. Unfortunately, that's not always easy to do, because sometimes things just don't go our way. St. Francis de Sales had an answer for that as well. Francis said, "Pray that God will give you everything that is good. And if He doesn't give you everything that is good, He will give you the courage and the strength to overcome the things that are bad." In the second reading, we see John having a vision of the way things were in the past and how things are now. Our challenge as humans being is to understand what the past means and to understand and plan for our futures. But most importantly, it's to really recognize who God is to us right now. When I was sitting in that chair having my crisis of faith, fortunately, that's ultimately what it came down to. I was able to say to myself, you know, I had a pretty crappy day yesterday. But what matters is I need to be present to God and to others and to myself right now. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad or indifferent. What matters is I need to be present in the moment, knowing full well that God promises us.